You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
And welcome online, Facebook, California prayer meeting. What an awesome night we're going to have. The presence of God, the Holy Spirit using us and praying, and we're going to see much things done. What's the answer to everything right now? Prayer. Much prayer. There is power in prayer. The enemy hates it when all of us are gathering together. You watching online, you can hit that share button. You can comment, post from where you're watching, other states, even different countries. But the enemy hates it when we're all together and praying. Much things happen when we all come together in the Spirit and start to pray. And the Spirit, it's just like one voice, one light, one power going forth in this spiritual atmosphere as we pray. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of shakings happening right now. There's a lot of uncertainties happening right now where things that we're experiencing, things that we're seeing we've never seen before. What is it? What's happening? Jesus is coming soon. Amen. We are in the last days. And we are seeing darkness. We are seeing things that we can't even begin to comprehend. But let me tell you, as long as we are here, we're not going to give in. We're not going to stop. We're not going to be silent. We're going to pray. We're going to lift up our voice to God and know Jesus is coming soon. And we're going to believe God for a mighty outpouring of His presence, a mighty awakening to God, where people's lives will be so transformed and touched by the Master before Jesus comes again. We're not just in the last few moments of Jesus coming back. We're in the final seconds. We are right there. Jesus is coming soon. And we trust in Him. So thankful we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, the Comforter. You know, this morning I saw what happened in Afghanistan and my heart broke. I broke for the families, the mothers, the fathers, the cousins, the little nieces, the nephew. I was putting myself in that situation. But what does the Holy Spirit do? He is our Comforter. And the darker it is, the brighter we shine. So Lord, we thank You for tonight. We thank You for Your presence. Thank You for Your healing anointing flowing on the airwaves. Pray through us like never before. Speak through us. Use us for Your glory. We are that prayer force. We are checking in. We are Yours to command. Pray through us. We are the body of Christ. You are the head. We are Your body. We're not going to be shaken. We're not going to be discouraged. We're not going to look to the left or to the right, but we look to You. And I thank You, Lord, for that. You are our foundation. You are a sure foundation. Thank You for the power there is in prayer. Much things happening in the Spirit tonight. Suddenly's happening tonight. Turnarounds happening tonight. Encounters happening tonight. Every evil spirit, every demonic stronghold is broken tonight in Jesus' mighty name. I speak confusion in the enemy's camp, that everything they touch will backfire in their face. We give You, God, all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. As we worship You, Father God, as we put our eyes on You right now, as Destiny sings, let Your presence fill the homes. Or wherever they're watching, let Your anointing fall. The anointing of God destroys every yoke, every bondage. The anointing of God touches every heart. Lord, we thank You for that anointing. We rely upon that anointing. We need Your presence. We need a touch from You, Lord. Tonight, California prayer meeting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We just worship you. Let's just all stand on our feet. Let's lift our hands. Father, we worship you. Those watching online, just lift your hands and just welcome him into your home, into your car, wherever you're watching. Father, we just worship you. We just thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah, Father.
Of Jesus.
And all precious is the flow. Oh, that makes me white as snow. And no other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, nothing, nothing but the blood.
White as snow, cleanses us. Thank you for the power that's in the blood. We are not victims, but we're victors because of your blood. Your blood protects us. Your blood watches out for us. One drop of the blood of Jesus and Satan lost. Hallelujah. You didn't deserve it, but you took our place and you shed your precious blood for us. We thank you for that. And how you went to hell and you got the keys. You got the keys of victory and you gave them to us. The authority we have because of the blood that was shed for us. We don't take it lightly. We don't take it for granted. It's not just words to a song, but let it burn, let it live. Let it be so on fire on the inside of us that we know the power that is in the blood of Jesus. It protects us. It watches over us. And I plead the blood of Jesus over America. I plead the blood of Jesus over our military. I plead the blood of Jesus over sons and daughters that are in situations that are dangerous. I plead the blood of Jesus. And even over the state of California and wherever you are, wherever you're watching from, where you live, I plead the blood over you in the name of Jesus. One thing the devil hates, he hates to hear about the blood. He hates to hear about the blood. It says they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The blood of Jesus defeated the enemy, and he hates to be reminded of it. So we remind the devil, the blood of Jesus defeated you. There is power in the blood of Jesus, and we use the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for the California prayer meeting. people have a heart for California and America as we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Destiny. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood. So thankful for the blood of Jesus. So thankful for the blood. I've heard that my whole entire life. You know, my grandmother, if you know my grandmother, that's the first words we have to say when we're little. Plead the blood. But it's real to her. It's real to my family. It's real to us. Since I was little, I was instilled in that. There's power, Brandon, in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood. It says if the enemy would have known that, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. Jesus ran a top-level secret mission for us, and he shed his blood for us. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of that story. It's in my grandmother's book, The Blood and the Glory. But it was, I think it was a farmer, and there was these crazy foxes going around, and I think they all had rabies. And this farmer, he heard about it, so he walked around his property, and he pleaded the blood of Jesus over his property. And I think one day he went and checked, he started checking his property, he's walking around, and he noticed right where he pled the blood of Jesus, there's a bunch of dead foxes. What? There's power in the blood of Jesus. That we know about the power in the blood of Jesus, just like you know your name, or it's real to you. Hallelujah. California prayer meeting. I'm excited for tonight. As we're a few of us gathered here, lots of people online, things are happening. Things are going to get done. The Holy Spirit flowing through us, praying through us. What an honor. What a gift. There's power in prayer. There's power in prayer when you have in your prayer time, like we all should have individually when you're praying. But there's something special about when we all come together, when we corporately pray. Things happen. And it's different than just your private time of prayer. That's why Paul says, don't forsake the gathering of the brethren. Why? Something happens when people get together. Something happens when you're watching online. You're not just sitting there, but you're praying. You're participating. You being a prayer, you're not spectating, saying, oh, that's great. They have their prayer life. No, God's calling you to have that prayer life. I grew up around a lot of prayers. I would see people praying. I would go to prayer conferences, and I would say, oh, that lady, she has a great prayer life. God's saying, Brandon, I want you to have a prayer life. It might not look like that person, but it'll be the way I've called you to walk in it. It'll be special. You know, prayer broken down is communication with God. You're talking to God. You're praying. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit flowing through you, and you're praying, and we see Jesus, how he had a prayer life. He is the house of prayer. He modeled it to be he was a prayer warrior. It's not just for old ladies on a Tuesday night. All of us. Prayer walk. Pray. Something about a man, something about a woman that prays. God is looking for that. He's looking for someone that will pray and believe God and ask him to move in on the situation. That's what we're doing. We're contending. We're asking God to move in America. We're asking God to move in California. We're asking God to move in the Middle East. Yeah, there's a lot of junk going on. You could go here. You could say all this. You could talk all that, all bad stuff and what's going to happen. No. God, we need you. Just like what it says on the quarter, in God we trust. God, we're crying out, move on the scene. You're not limited who's in the White House. You're a God of miracles. We cry out to you. We're asking you to move. And I believe from this moment on, we're going to see a turnaround. Amen. For the fight is not with flesh and blood. Paul said that. Your fight, what you think you're fighting with, is not with flesh and blood. It's a spiritual fight. It's a spiritual battle. And he talked about put on the armor of God. Why put on the armor of God? Because in life there's going to be tests. There's going to be trials. It's not just you going to be walking around in the shade, all full of life and joy. Even though we do walk like that, we don't let tests and trials affect us. But when something comes, when we see a hindrance, we see the enemy trying to do something, we don't back up. We confront it head on and say no in Jesus' name. Your feelings may feel funny. You might have all these thoughts, but you come against that and you know I'm in a battle. I had the prayer armor on, and I know my authority. Why do we need an armor of God? Because there's a battle. And prayer is our weapon against the enemy. How encouraging. There's a lot of people, they have their armor on, but they're just standing there in the battle. The soldier today, you know, they can have their armor on, but you need to have your weapons. You need to be offensive minded to come after the enemy. And that's what prayer, that's when prayer comes forth. That's when the name of Jesus comes forth, the authority in the name. What? We're offensive. We come against the enemy. The enemy might try some things, but we stand our ground and we know what belongs to us. I've had situations, some of you know, Destiny and I, we were in Texas and we were about to get robbed. I was getting gas and I heard the Holy Spirit. I heard something far out in the distance. Then I heard the Holy Spirit say, he's going to rob you. It's not what you want to hear. He's going to try to rob you. Destiny's in the car. I heard it loud and clear. What is that Holy Spirit preparing me? What if I would have got up and I heard that and say, I'm going to run off. I'm scared. No. I'm like, hey, I get to practice what I preach. I get to practice what I know. And all of a sudden, this is what came up in my spirit. Use the name of Jesus. How do you use the name? You say the name. You declare the name. So that's what I did. My own self, my own abilities, I couldn't do anything. But I know there's power in the name of Jesus. I know there's power in the blood of Jesus. I know no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And the natural, there was a weapon trying to be formed against me. But I knew in Jesus' name, this weapon will not prosper here at this gas station. I am a child of the Most High God. The blood of Jesus covers me. I am protected. I have angels that watch over me. I have bodyguards around me. You and I, we have bodyguards around us. We have angels around us that are waiting for you and I to pray and to declare and to decree so they can go forth on different assignments. Amen. Those here attending in person, we have some prayer CDs. They're pink. I think it's called, what's it called? Okay, it's called Prayer Power. Joshua and Janet Mills, you can take one. Our dear friends. And Joshua, he met, it's just supernatural how the God connected me and Joshua Mills. But he met three of his angels. He met three of them. Talked to them. And one of them was waiting for him to go. He was just on standby waiting for him to give him assignments. Hallelujah. There's going to be angels coming forth tonight on assignments. It's a powerful CD. We're praying in the spirit. I think it's like 70 minutes. If you're watching, you can get it on Apple Music. Everywhere you can buy music, it's on there. Prayer Power. But angels, that's what's going to come forth tonight. Angelic host to help and to move. Our prayers go forth like an arrow. But I had that situation, that guy trying to rob me. I used the name of Jesus. That guy cried out. And this is what he told me. He said, I see it, I see it, I see it. It's all over you. Then he said this, I've got to meet with you. I got to tell you what I'm seeing. And then he said, you're not just preaching something, you're walking in it. And I told him, I said, God isn't mad at you. He's madly in love with you. And you've been hurt by people that just walk or just talk a talk about Jesus. They say that he's love, but they don't show you love. But now, let me tell you something. Jesus loves you. He has a plan for your life. He cried out, pray for me. So I prayed for him. God moved. We went back to our hotel room. We had an early flight the next morning. And I couldn't go to sleep. My adrenaline and my mind started thinking all these thoughts. And this, I just started praying. I was worshiping the Lord. And this is what came in my spirit. If God be for you, Brandon, who can be against you? I will never leave you nor forsake you. God will never leave nor forsake America. God will never leave nor forsake California. Why? There's believers here. We're praying. We're contending. We're rising up. We're not going to let the darkness overcome us. No, we are in the light business. The darker it is, the brighter we shine. So we're going to pray. Hallelujah. I read this commentary on verse 18, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Here's the commentary on it. It talks about praying, you know, after it talks about praying, having put your prayer armor on, it talks about praying in the Spirit with all types of prayers and supplication. And then it talks, Paul prays for boldness. But there's commentary I was reading about this morning. I thought it was so good. He said this, prayer is not classed as part of the armor, but it's an additional and it's very important part of the fight against spiritual powers of evil. It's vital that we pray, not just have our prayer armor on, but it's vital that we pray and we have confidence in our prayers, that we have faith, that we don't get discouraged. We don't get moved by what's on the news or what's happening in California or happening in your house. No, we have confidence. We have a trust in the Lord. Prayer is a connector with the supernatural. And this is what I was getting this morning. I was praying and I felt led to share something else. And then this morning, this was coming in my spirit. So I was writing things down. But I heard this. Tonight, there's going to be supernatural intervention. Supernatural intervention. God is going to intervene in people's lives. God's going to intervene on the scene, and it's going to be supernatural. As people of prayer, as prayer warriors, we cannot cast away our confidence. We can't get discouraged, but we walk by faith, and we're not moved. Just like Jesus in Isaiah 50, his eyes were set on his father like a flint, and he would not be moved. He was unmovable. When you're a person of prayer, we have to become unmovable. Supernatural intervention tonight. So Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, for prayer, the door to the supernatural. Lord, we ask you, Holy Spirit, we ask you to move all across the state of California, over the United States of America. We cry out to you. We cry out to you, God. We need help. We need supernatural intervention. I thank you, Father God, for the body of Christ to rise up in this hour like never before, that you're birthing prayer warriors to rise up like never before, a new generation, new people rising up, new people to pray. We thank you, Jesus. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It's not a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle. And we take our place. We thank you, Jesus. Move, move, move. Move all across this state. Move in California. Every decision being made, every demonic thing trying to come forth, we break that right now in Jesus' mighty name. Over America, every spirit, every dark demonic spirit, whatever it is, we say we render you powerless in the name. We say you will not produce fruit. We come against you. We take authority over you. We break the back of every demonic thing from the White House. We are one nation under God. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord. We cry out for miracles. We cry out for supernatural intervention. We cry out for you, God, to move like never before. We need you, Lord. We depend upon you, Holy Spirit. We don't know what to do, but we trust in you. We trust in you. We cry out to you. We cry out to you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have the victory. We have the victory. The victory in the name of Jesus. The victory. We pray from the victory. We pray forth the victory. Our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty. We thank you for the mighty weapons. The weapons. The weapons. The weapons. Our prayer weapons. The weapons are coming up. The weapons are rising up. The weapons right now in Jesus' name, our prayers are firing forth and stopping demonic strategies, stopping lies, uncovering. Our prayers tonight are uncovering things that have been covered. The Lord say, you've seen some things today, but you're about to see even greater things because I am a God that uncovers. We thank you. We pray that forth, the uncovering to come forth. The lies to be shown, that the light, like a spotlight, to be shined forth in America, what the enemy is trying to do, the lies that are being portrayed, I pray a heavenly spotlight to shine forth on it. Uncovering, 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 uncovering. We thank you for the uncovering. We pray for the uncovering. Exposing. The enemy will be exposed. Every plot to be exposed. Every plot to be exposed. Divine intervention. Holy Spirit showing people and even our soldiers, showing them where they need to go and what they need to do and protecting them. Psalms 91 over them. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it will not touch them. He who sits in the heaven laughs. The joy, that we don't lose our joy, that we don't lose our joy, the joy of the Lord. He's our strength, that we be strengthened, that the body of Christ have strength and to be have power like never before. I thank you for that. I thank you for joy. I thank you for the shield of faith, that we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. And I thank you that we fire back darts that no enemy can stand against. Breakthrough in your body, in your life. The healing power of God touch you. In Jesus' name. praise you, Jesus. Breakthrough. We serve a God of miracles. The true God. God is going to show forth. He already is, but we're about to see his power. We're about to see him go on display where people that are ungodly, unsaved, they think they're doing something else. They're going to see the true God of Jehovah and give their lives to him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. We love you, Lord. We worship you. Healing power. Healing is in his wings. With his wings, he covers us and protects us. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We thank you. Uncovering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, there's that song. It was popular a couple years ago. Worship song, and it talks about he has no rival. You know, the devil's not his rival. And you know, a rival if there's two teams that have a rival, there's always one team. Let's say there are two football teams. That means they're always pretty good. One year the other team might win. The next year the other team might win. Why? They're so close. They're so equally skilled. Maybe they're even from the same state or the same town. What they have, they're rivals. It wouldn't be much of a rival if they played 100 times and one team won all 100 times. No, it's usually 50-50, 60-40. Why? They're always close. You know, Jesus, he has no rivals. No one comes close to him. God, nothing can touch him. That's our God. That's why David said, if God be for us, who could be against us? He has no rival. The enemy might want to act like he is and what he's doing, but he is defeated. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. We put our eyes on you right now. The weapons you've given us are mighty, pulling down strongholds. Supernatural intervention tonight. Praise you, Jesus. Just lift up your voice. Pray in the heavenly language. Have the Holy Spirit pray through you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Angels, go forth. Angels, we send you forth on an assignment to pull down strongholds, to pull down things that are not godly. Protection. Protection. Protection over California. Protection over America. Kishamba Sandisha. Mighty revival. Mighty awakening. We cry out for the revival. We cry out for people getting on fire for you, God. That people's eyes will be awoken to you. That there will be a waking up in the body of Christ. A waking up in the body of Christ. We call forth that waking. That we don't just sit down, but we stand up with confidence. We don't cast away our confidence. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. We thank you, Lord, for the victory. We thank you, Lord, for the breakthrough. We thank you for the suddenlies. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for moving in our behalf. We thank you for moving in people's behalf, watching and praying that you're moving in behalf in Afghanistan of the soldiers and all the people. Move, move, move. Thank you, Lord, we're protected, that we're watched over. We're not content. We believe, we're praying, God, we will see this move of God. We will experience it. It won't pass through us and our next generation. No, now we contend for the move of God, the outpouring of your Spirit, the outpouring of your presence now in the name of Jesus. Mighty people coming into the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for Muslims giving their hearts to the Lord, waking them up. They'll expose things that are going to even happen, plans of wicked plans, that they'll expose it. We thank you, Lord, for that. We're hungry for you, Jesus. We're hungry for you, Master. We're hungry for your presence, your glory to shine forth, that us as sons and daughters to carry you and the glory that we're called to carry, that will shine forth, that will pray, that will use our weapons, that we won't give in to the enemy and we won't just be going in a merry-go-round up and down. No. That we'll keep on going. We'll keep on praying. We'll keep on standing. We'll keep on believing. We will not give California to the enemy. We will not give America to the enemy. Devil, you are powerless. We render you powerless. What you think is going to happen, we say that is destroyed and broken in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah. We thank you that the angels are listening. The angels are going forth. We say, angels, go forth. Move. Move in the state of California. Move on America's behalf. And we walk by faith, and we have the victory. We have the victory. Warring angels. What was it with Daniel when he was praying and he went on that fast for 21 days? And the archangel said, I heard you. We heard you on the first day. When you prayed. 21 days went by. What if you would have quit, you know, after the fifth day? Yeah, maybe I just missed it. No, 21 days, that's contending. That's endurance. As prayers, having endurance. The angel said, we heard you on the first day, but we had a battle. We were in a fight. Right now there is a fight happening. Heaven's not just sitting there, your people playing the harps, pretty girls fanning. No. There's contending. There's a war, light and darkness. We're checking in. We're part of the body. We are part of that army. We are fighting in the spirit. We are fighting. We are making a difference. I was always told this story since I was a little boy, but my grandmother, her prayer mentor that she looked up to, his name was Phil Halverson, mighty man of prayer. She would always say when I prayed with him, he'd be praying in the spirit, and he would pray out the news days or even weeks before it would happen, and then she would see it on the news happen. She said, Brandon, I've met a lot of people that are prayer warriors, but he was on another level. She said, I would stay at their house. He never slept. He prayed all night. All night praying, and a man of prayer. One story that I thought was really cool was my aunt and my uncle, they had two little kids, my cousins, a boy and a girl. They're a few years older than me, but they were moving from Oklahoma to California. So that's a long drive, especially two little babies under the age of five. So they make that trip, driving from Oklahoma to California. And they get to California. And they got there and they were tired, worn out from the drive. But they said at the same time, it was long driving, but like our kids were little angels. Just smiling, happy. That's for little kids for 2 or 3 days in the car. They were all happy, joyful. So they get to California and they hear my grandmother's prayer mentor is speaking in California. So they said, okay, let's go see him. So they went and heard him preach. And then after they go, Phil goes, hey, why don't you have lunch with us? So they had lunch with him. And he looked at my aunt and said, so what's going on? What's God doing? What's going on? Well, we just moved from Oklahoma to California. He stopped and said, did you leave on Friday at 11 a.m.? They said, yeah. He said, for 2 days in the spirit, I've been praying for a U-Haul coming from Oklahoma to California. I was praying for you. Told them everything. Where they stopped? Supernatural. But he was praying, and he got so lost in the spirit one time that he was in heaven. And he saw people marching, and he said they were worshiping and praising God. The glory of God, the presence. I would love that, right? Marching, worshiping God. I love you, Jesus. So he's doing that. Oh, I love you, Lord. This is awesome. I thank you for this encounter. Thank you for your love. And then all of a sudden, someone tapped him and said, you need to go over there. He goes, I was mad that this person tapped me, stopped me where I was at. What do you mean I need to go over there? You don't belong right here, right now. You need to go over there. And he saw angels, warring angels. Not one just in gold with white robes. They had armor. They were big, muscular fighters. You need to go over there. He said he didn't want to go over there. I don't know if you know this or not, but the battle is here. The fight is here. And we better step up. It's great, you know, hearing the worship music in your little secret place and you got your coffee. I love that, but there's a fight we got to fight. We don't just turn the news on and say, oh, man, let me get back in the secret place. I mean, we do that, but there's a fight against the enemy, that we come against the enemy, that we say no in Jesus' mighty name. No. So he goes by these angels, these big, muscular, fighting angels. He could tell they've been in battle. They've been in wars. He said when he got with those angels, when he walked over to them, he said he knew he had been with them before. There's a familiarity with them. He knew when he was praying in his closet, when he was spending nights praying all night, he knew he's been with them in battles. Just like if you're around someone a lot, you start to know them, you know their ways. He went over by them. He felt that he's been with them before. I don't want to get to a place where I get to heaven and they say, hey, Brandon, here's these warring angels, these angels that were assigned over you, and I don't know them. Or I said, I don't know you. My grandma knows you. Phil knows you. I don't know who you are. I'm not familiar. No, I want God to use me. I'm ready. I'm checking in to fight. And it's not a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle. The enemy, that's why you see all these people have these mental health breakdowns. You see suicide. You even see preachers that were preaching, they know the word, and they have mental breakdowns or doing all types of stuff. Why? It's a spiritual battle. And you cannot fight a spiritual battle with physical weapons. It's a spiritual battle. And we break it in the name of Jesus. The enemy wants to ruin sons and daughters of God. He wants to ruin their names. He wants to get them so bound up by depression and discouragement where they are powerless. Because if you get to that place and you believe you're powerless, you won't have victory over the enemy. We have the victory. We have the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah. Our weapons are mighty, pulling down strongholds in the name of Jesus. We are that army of believers. We are that prayer army. We are that prayer force. We are checking in. It's not just an hour on a Thursday and Friday once a month, but it's a lifestyle that even if you want to wake us up in the middle of the night, that we will pray, that we say yes to you, Lord, that you'll use us in Jesus' mighty name. Use us like never before. We say yes to you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. We love you, Lord. Kamba Sunday, Kunde de Mande. Praise you, Jesus. Intervention, uncovering, plot exposing. You are not limited by who's in the White House. You are a God of miracles. And you laugh at the enemy. What the enemy thinks he's doing right now, you are laughing in his face. We thank you, Father, for the victory. We have the victory. We have the victory. Praise you, Jesus. We cry out, Lord, more, more, more. More, more, more. That the name of Jesus be lifted up. The name of Jesus be glorified. That you be exalted. That you be honored. We serve a God of power, a God of miracles, true living God. You are everything. You're everything. So right now, these next few moments, we worship you. We treasure you. We put our eyes on you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Angels, angels, go forth. Come by Sunday. We send you forth. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We see California as having the victory. We see California clean. We see America having the victory. In Jesus' precious name. Our confidence will not be shaken. Our confidence, Father, is in you and you alone. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Presence of God. I sense that. I sense sweet victory. I sense victory. Joy. Joy. We don't talk about what the enemy is doing. No, we have the victory. Cry out to you, Lord. Move in the churches. Move in people's house. Right now, move in people's houses, wherever they're watching, that your presence, that your glory to fall. Move, move, move to flow. Let the river, the mighty river of God, to flow, to flow, to flow. We call forth the flowing, like a rushing, mighty, roaring river that nothing will be able to stop it. Every little dams the enemies try to put forth to stop it will be shattered, will be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. We call forth that river to flow. Out of our innermost beings flows rivers of living water. We let that river flow in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. What's my answer to everything going on, these times we're living in? Let the river of God flow through you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Destin, you want to sing a song real quick? Are you going to? No? Yeah, if you want to, yeah. Sing one song. Then we'll close. Hallelujah.
Father, we just worship you. Thank you, Jesus. God, He is so good. God, He is so good. God, He is so good. He's so done great things. He's done great things. For He's done great things. He's so good to me. For I love Him so.
Hallelujah. You are a good God. You are so good to us. We thank you, Lord. You're faithful. You're faithful. You're faithful. We worship you. We treasure you, Father. You are good. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You know, I'm reminded of when the Lord put on my heart to have this California prayer meeting. It was right when the pandemic happened. And the Lord put on my heart, He said, I want you to start praying for California and praying for a move of God in the state of California and people's lives to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to focus it online. I want you to be like a point of contact so people can watch from all across America and pray for California. For this move of God that's happening here. Let me tell you, it's happening now. People are waking up. From when we first started having these prayer meetings to 9 till tonight, there is a great increase of people and believers waking up. There's people that are voting in the camp of the Lord. There's people that are being vocal about it where they weren't vocal before. Because why? They know it's the enemy trying to come after the state of California. It's like the sunglasses, the blinders have been ripped off, and they see what the enemy's doing. How has that happened? Because of prayer. If you watch on the news what they're saying about California, you're not going to hear what's happening. Let me tell you, there is a move of God. Things are happening here in California. People are making a stand. And not just for California, America. People are making a stand. But the Lord put on my heart, have this prayer meeting, be the point of contact, and pray. So that's what we're doing. So if you want to be a part of that, and the way you can be a part of that is by giving. If you want to give into the California prayer meeting, you can. If you're watching online, there's many ways. You can do text to give. You can text your gift. Also, we have a P.O. box. You can write a P.O. box or write to our P.O. box. Also, give online. If you want to be a part of this California prayer meeting, there's multiple ways to give. You can give on our website. And it's just going forth into us having these California prayer meetings, paying for the production of it and everything. It's a precious seed. You're not, you know, people think of, oh, I'm giving into this ministry. No, it's more than that. You're giving into God. Everything you sow, from time to gas coming to meetings, especially when gas is at the price it's at right now, you're sowing it unto the Lord. God sees it. God takes knowledge of it. So if you're here in the building, if you want to sow and give, you can. You can come up and put it in the buckets. And if you're watching online, like I said, there's multiple ways to give through text and even write us or ministry. And anything to say to us?
Yeah, just everything you were saying, like the victory. And I've had that on my heart and my spirit. Every time I see something on social media like negative about California, and I say, no, California has the victory. So I started confessing that. And even America has the victory. Because we do, and I believe tonight something powerful has happened. So it's exciting. It's very exciting because I can sense it. I can sense a shift is happening in my spirit. I'm excited because I know God is doing something. So God is so good.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.